In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not all talents are the same, and some things are not talents at all. I remember a story of a rather famous Protestant pastor from the 18th century being told by one of his parishioners after hearing this very same gospel reading, "Pastor, I have a talent, and that talent is speaking my mind." To this, that pastor replied, "Ma'am, that is one talent that would be better off buried in the ground." And he was right. Not all talents are the same, and some things are not talents at all. But the talents of which Jesus speaks today are money, and no small amount of money either. One talent, as we know from history, is the equivalent to roughly 15 years worth of work. And so this is what Jesus really says today. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 75 years worth of income. To another he gave 30 years worth of income. And to another 15 years worth of income. To each according to his own ability. And immediately Jesus said, this man went on his journey. And so right away, because Jesus tells this is a parable of the kingdom of God, right away, you and I notice something different about the kingdom of God. Right away, we notice that in the kingdom, the gifts of God are not given the same to all. But everyone, all of us in this place, receives what is best for him or what is best for her. But none of us ever receive too little. None of us ever receive too little. We can never say of God, he did not give us enough. Because even if you have only one talent, 15 years worth of income, you have a ton. And so spending life looking at the guy next to you and what he has or she has, that is a loser's game. But there is something deeper still in this gospel. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and he settled accounts with them. So he said to the one who had 5 talents, "Come here." The man brought him the 5 talents he had been given, and 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And so also the one with 2 talents, with 30 years worth of income, he came to his master and said, "You gave me 2, and I made you 2 more. And to him he replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your master." But then that 3rd one comes back. The one who had received 1 talent comes and says, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And so I was afraid of you. And I went and I hid that 1 talent. Here, have your 1 talent back." But the Lord answered him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have given my money to the bank. And at my coming, I would have received that 1 talent back with interest. Therefore, take that talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. And this, as Jesus says today, is what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is not a place for the bare minimum. The kingdom of God is not a place for the lowest common denominator. The kingdom of God is not a place for simply doing what is required. The kingdom of God is not a place for simply following the laws and fulfilling all of the rules and regulations and obligations. But this sometimes is how we think of the kingdom of God. That if I just do these things, I'm okay. If I just say my prayers, if I just read the canons before liturgy, if I just fast from midnight, if I just go to confession. But you see, when we act that way, we act like that third servant in today's gospel. I was afraid you were a hard man, says that servant. And so we say of our Lord Jesus Christ, I was afraid you were a hard man, worried about whether or not I had crossed my T's and dotted my I's. So here, have your talent back. That is not the way to the kingdom. No, that is the way of taking the talent that you and I have been given and burying it in the ground. It's the way of fear. Fear of God as our judge, rather than the way of joy. Joy in knowing God not as a judge, but as a friend. And so this way of this third servant cannot be our way. There is no one in this room, I don't think, who has 15 years worth of savings or income saved in the bank. But we have something far richer and more meaningful than any of these three servants in today's gospel. You and I, for all of our struggles, have been entrusted with the very body and blood of God Himself. We have been called to this place and this altar and this holy table to receive not simply a memorial, to receive not simply a symbol, but to receive the very body and blood of God Himself poured out upon the cross and given to us this day as a gift. But the question for all of us to ask is, what will we do with this great gift that we have been given? Will we bury it in the ground of our souls? Receiving it, yes. Receiving it as a bare minimum. Will we carry on at the lowest common denominator? Will we follow the rules simply to get by for fear that our God, as it says, is a hard man, reaping where he has not sown and gathering where he has not scattered seed? Or will we take this talent that we have been given? Talents that are not skills or abilities. It's not like cutting the grass at church, as good as that is. It's not like cleaning bathrooms or even singing in the choir. These are not the talents Jesus talks about today. But the very gift of his own body and blood. Will you and I take that and multiply it in all the world? This is the way of the kingdom. This is the way to eternal life. This is the way for us together to journey back to the Garden of Eden as one family. For everyone who has, more will be given, says Jesus, and he will have abundance. Glory to this same God who has given us all things in his dear Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.